بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت والا عارف باللہ رومی وقت شیخ ابوالحضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کا کلام اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا، اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا. جن کا نقشا تھا کل جوانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے، کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا. جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے، مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے، مل گئے خاک قبر میں کتنے. ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا، ناز تھا جن کو زندگانی کا. یہ جہاں گر گیا نگاہوں سے، یہ جہاں گر گیا نگاہوں سے، یہ جہاں گر گیا نگاہوں سے. جب کھلا حال دار پانی کا، جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے، میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے، میر اب دل کو کس سے بہلائے. اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا، اڑ گیا رنگ حسن فانی کا. دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم، دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم، دل لگا بس خدا سے اے ظالم. خوف کر موت ناگہانی کا، خوف کر موت ناگہانی کا. شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے، شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے، شیخ کامل کے فیض سے دل ہے. حامل کیف جاودانی کا، حامل کیف جاودانی کا. جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم، خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم، خاک تن کو عطا ہو ان کا غم. ہے صلہ ان کی مہربانی کا، ہے صلہ ان کی مہربانی کا. حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر، حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر، حال دیکھو تو اللہ والوں پر. مستی خمر آسمانی کا، مستی خمر آسمانی کا. سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے، سن لو قصہ زبان اختر سے. اس کے دل کے غم نہانی کا، اس کے دل کے غم نہانی کا. جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا. کیسا دیکھا تھا ہو گئے کیسے، کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا، کیا بھروسہ ہے اس جوانی کا، جن کا نقشہ تھا کل جوانی کا، ہے لقب آج نانا نانی کا۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Arif Billah Rumi وقت تبریز زمانہ مجدد زمانہ حضرت شاہ حکیم محمد اکثر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ، حضرت has titled this beautiful bayan and presented it so beautifully in poetic form and giving us the reality of our life in this world, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent us here for a special purpose, that is to find Allah, gain the ma'rifat of Allah, and get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and together with that, as an imtihan, as a test, Allah ta'ala has outwardly put some glitter and glamour of this world, and if a person is not focused, then he gets overtaken and he loses his direction. So how beautifully Hazrat has taught us how to keep our focus and how to be directed all the time towards our object and purpose of life. And Hazrat said, Ur gaya range usne fani ka, that when a person doesn't realize that Allah has sent us here for a very great special purpose, to gain the ma'rifat of Allah, and that will in turn translate to the azmat, the muhabbat, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and then a person will really know what is enjoyment of life. But when a person doesn't realize this reality, then this outward glitter and glamour of this world, which artificially looks beautiful, then a person loses his direction and is totally in the wrong direction. And then he is intoxicated with all the artificial enjoyment of this world. Hazrat says, if that is your case and you have lost your direction, then how to realize this mishap of yours? Yet ur gaya rang usne fani ka, that remember that this outward beauty of this world and your own beauty and the beauty that you are running after, especially illicit love affairs, etc., tomorrow it's just going to fly away in a split moment. Today you thought you are a very young, handsome boy, or you're looking at a very young, beautiful girl. In a split moment, how that beauty will disappear, you will be shocked yourself, and then you won't know where to turn to. So beautifully Hazrat is giving us the whole picture of the reality of this world, that when we don't know the reality of this world, Allah has sent us here and informed us clearly, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ, that this world is just a box of deception. So be careful, don't be overtaken. يَعْلَمُ ظَاهِرًا مِنَ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا, those who don't come at the feet of the friends of Allah, who have got the ma'rifat of Allah, they look at the outward glitter and glamour of this world, and they give their life for that. And end of the day, what do you get? Absolutely nothing. In fact, worse, disgrace. And if we didn't get tawfiq to make tawbah, then there's everlasting disgrace. As Hazrat puts it in this beautiful bayan, that din ka naksha ta kal jawani ka, hai lakab aaj nana nani ka. They just think of the reality. An intelligent person is always a person who looks at the end result. Not a person like short-sighted children, they just want immediate toys, immediate fun, enjoyment. And myself, still like Hazrat teaches us, bachpan ho gaya, abhi bachpan nahi gaya. That you 55, 60, you're still like a small child. You're still worried about sports, worried about cars, worried about clothes, etc. These are artificial things. These are still for children, immature people. You become mature. So Hazrat says, if you don't realize, then look at the reality of life. You look at it yourself. That yesterday, this young boy, yourself, or whoever you are looking after, was like a young, handsome boy in his vigor and his valor. He's now more worried about his hairstyle, more worried about his collar, more worried about his outward look. Hazrat says that yesterday that was your figure. That young girl you were looking at, an 18-year-old girl like a Coca-Cola bottle. Before you know how a figure has changed, hai laqab aaj nana nani ka. It's just not a matter of few years, and we think it's 30, 40, 50 years. But when you just ponder, ask people who have gone through life, that now they think, where my 50 years have gone? It's just like a first split moment. Yesterday I was like a young boy standing in front of that mirror, and the mirror is also cracking, but you not realizing. So beautifully a poet says, that you're looking at that one dot on your face when you are a young boy, and using all the creams to take it away, we forget that we are involved in the sun, and all the 100,000 black dots in my heart, that I'm not worried about. And that is why we come here to learn, that today you think you are a young boy in your glitter and glamour, young girl, too worried about your cosmetics, etc. You want to be in the modern corporate world. Tomorrow, what is going to be your title? You can become a nana and a nani. Tomorrow you'll be a grandfather, a grandmother, and then you forget your young days. Kya dekha tha, ho gaye kaise? Kya bharosa hai is jawani ka? That yesterday you thought you very beautiful, very handsome, but where is this trust in this youth of yours? Forget this youth. Allah Ta'ala is showing us over and over that we are intoxicated with our youth, and we are intoxicated with the outward pleasures of this world, going to clubs, going to cruisers, etc. Allah has shown it over and over. When they build the first the ship, and they call it the unsinkable Titanic, and that was a cruise where people were eager to go. It used to be booked out long time. On that cruise, sadly, discos, all music, etc. And Allah Ta'ala showed what the world thinks that they are progressing. Allah Ta'ala shows when you go in the wrong direction, Allah wants to bring us back into the right direction. لِيُزِيقَهُمْ بَعْضَ الَّذِي عَمِلُوا. Just to give us a taste, what are you doing? What is the effect of your wrong actions? So Allah Ta'ala showed that ship that they thought it can't sink. On its maiden voyage, the first journey, Allah Ta'ala sent the storms in the ocean. And when they were involved in their enjoyment and pleasure, young girls, young boys, in their entertainment, dancing, and totally unmindful, when that storm started hitting that ship, then these young girls, it is mentioned, in a split moment, they were looking like 80-year-old women, out of shock, out of fear. And if we don't realize, Allah Ta'ala says, this is just a slight effect of what will happen if you don't change your life. And then on the day of Qiyamah, يَوْمَ يَجْعَلُ الْوِلْدَانَ شِيبًا أَسْتَمَاعُ مُنْفَتِرٌ بِهِ. Just think that that day of Qiyamah, that young people will become like old men. They'll be shocked out of their skin. What did we do? How we wasted our lives? Hazrat says that just think. And if you think, no, I'm still young, what Maulana is talking? I still have to enjoy my sport. I'll change my life later. Hazrat says, mil gaye khaak mein, ka kabar mein, mil gaye khaak kabar mein kitne, naas ta jinko zindagani ta. That those people who are boastful of their youth, that I got this car, and I go to this place, and I go to this resort, etc. Hazrat says, and we hearing it over and over. Youngsters going for their parties, and there they land up in a terrible accident, and in such conditions they passing away. Allah Ta'ala save us all. No time for tawbah, no time to think of their reality, and how sad. Fathers have to go and see the bodies of their daughters and their sons, and they can't realize and understand, this was my son, is this my daughter? But we allow them to go to the universities, we allow them to go out with their friends, etc. Hazrat says, how many of these youngsters, young girls who are boastful about their beauty, etc., where Allah Ta'ala made us from sand, you landed up back into the sand, back into the qabr. Where is your reality? Where is your beauty? And in reality, this beauty, Allahu Akbar, the mashayikh of the past used to explain it so beautifully, and used to show the reality, that you're looking at the outward beauty of this girl or that boy, give that person two laxatives, two brooklets, whatever, and then see at the next few hours whether you will look at that girl now. Now she becomes so lame, so what are we looking at? Stool. We are looking, that is the artificial beauty of this Whereas the real beauty is those women that place their head in sajda, that cover their forehead, that cover their face, that remain in parda. That is the real beauty of a woman. And that is the beauty of a young boy who protects his glances, stay in good company. So we shouldn't be proud of our beauty, we shouldn't be proud of our strength, etc. And sadly, we think that we're going to the gym, we are very strong. That bodies are going out from the gym. Young boys are going into the Qabristan. As Hazrat explains here in front, Yeh jaha gir gaya nigao se, jab khula hal dare fani ka. When will this reality come to you, that this world is absolutely useless? It's just artificial beauty and entertainment, but there is no reality to it. Hazrat says, when you come in such company, and you sit in the company of the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they will teach us, وَمَا هَذِي الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةَ لَيَا الْحَيَوَانِ لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If you only know that Allah has sent us here to prepare for the everlasting life, there where beauty will be forever, you will get Husna Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam. You protected your eyes in this world. You protest, stayed away from illicit love affairs, etc. There we will get the beauty of you, Yusuf alayhi salam. And your youth never comes to an end. It always just becomes more vigorous in the year after. That is the world. Allah says, لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah Ta'ala is telling us, if you only know the reality, then you'll find the value of this world will totally drop. You won't be worried about how you look. And as Hazrat teaches us, myself, if you a fool that you think that one day you are worried about your clothing, in any way, even today we think we are dressing according to Sunnah, but we are too worried of how our scarf is standing, how our topi is standing, etc. Hazrat says that this reality of this artificial world will fall from your eyes when you come to know the reality of the year after. When you come to know that that is my real home, Allah Ta'ala is reminding us as the friends of Allah Ta'ala, and Hazrat puts it here so beautifully in this bayan. If you only come to know, my young boys, my young friends, then you won't become intoxicated with this artificial beauty. Mera abdil ko kisse behla, mir abdil ko kisse behlaye, ur gaya rang usne fani ka. Hazrat so beautifully is telling his friend, in other words, the close associates of Hazrat, either Hazrat Mir Saab or generally for us all, O friends, that you are running yesterday behind that girl, or you are running, that girl is worried about that boy. Now that boy has met up in an accident, girl is, now her figure has changed, her complexion has changed, everything, her whole outward beauty has disappeared. Now what are you going to entertain yourself with? Now you think, hey, I had a very beautiful partner and of who I'm running after, and how Shaitan makes us fools. Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam has informed us very beautifully that woman or that young girl or boy who beautifies himself or herself so people can look at them and they can be attracted, they are not beautiful. Shaitan makes them look beautiful. And be alert, be very clever. Shaitan will make you go after it and you'll become like a stupid fool and you'll become like a mad person. One young boy walking on the street and his eyes fell on a woman that was just artificially beautiful with cosmetics. But he didn't know he's looking at, as our Hazrat teaches us so beautifully, that same girl you think is so beautiful, gonna look at the 2 o'clock at night, you'll think which I was running behind. So similarly, one boy was running behind one girl, and he started now, he's drawing her attention, that you look so beautiful, and you like this, and you must world, etc. She knew there's a wolf behind me. He wants to loot my izzah, take away my respect. So she saw a house is not far, she started walking faster. As she was reaching the steps of a house, to show that what a liar and what a fool this person is, she told him, you know what, you say, I'm so beautiful. Behind me, my sister is still coming, she is more beautiful. The moment he turned behind to look, she took off her high heel shoes and gave him one shot on his head. That you're a liar, just now I was the most beautiful woman in the world. Now where are you turning to? So we have to look at this reality. One woman came to Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayhi. what they complained. She came with a hijab, everything. She said, I want to speak to Hazrat. Hazrat said, allow her, she's got the hijab. So she came with a complaint and she said, Hazrat, if I have to lift up my hijab and you'll see my beauty, then you'll be shocked at why my husband still wants to look at somebody else and get married to somebody else. Hazrat Hasan Basri rahmatullah alayhi is just listening to this and he fell unconscious. After a few minutes when he came back to his senses, the friends, the murids asked Hazrat, what happened? She didn't do, she just explained you her position. Hazrat says, if one ordinary mortal is saying I'm so beautiful and my husband shouldn't look at somebody else, then the creator of all beauty is Allah Rabbul Izzat. When just an iota of the glimpse of the beauty of Allah comes in our heart, which we have come here to learn, then we won't look askance. Then we'll realize that the reality of this world is just artificial. Allah Ta'ala give me all of us tawfiq and understanding. So Hazrat says, how to turn your attention. That come to this majalis, pay attention and see what you will get. Dil laga bas khuda se e zalim. Khof kar maut na gahani ka. That come near and learn how to get connected to Allah. O zalim, in Urdu it is beautifully said, your friend that is doing something wrong, you tell him, zalim, oh my friend, what's wrong with you? So in this way, so beautifully Hazrat has put it, particularly for myself, that what's wrong with you? Why don't you come and connect to the real beauty, the creator of beauty, Allah Rabbul Izzat. When you get that connection of Allah Ta'ala, now all the time you'll be worried that all of a sudden mort must not overtake me, that I'm not connected to Allah and I'm unmindful of Allah Ta'ala. I'm still intoxicated with this artificial world, worried of this resort, worried of this entertainment. Allah Ta'ala says, don't let it be a shock. Hatta iza jahadumul maut. Hatta in Arabic, a very big shock. Malakul maut came to me. I thought I'm still a young boy. I thought I'm still, as Hazrat explains us, that don't let us learn the hard way, that we are intoxicated, going for sports, etc. And then you meet up in the accident. If you, Allah still gives you chance and you make tawbah, very good. But many a times Allah Ta'ala save us all, we don't get the opportunity of tawbah. So Hazrat says that connect yourself to Allah Ta'ala. And especially those youth who connect themselves to Allah, Allah appreciates it much, much, much more than an old person. Now he connects himself to Allah. Hazrat says, how you will get this connection? Where you will get it? Shaykh Kamil ke face se dil hai hamile kaife jawedani ka. That because of the barkat and the special focus of a perfect shaykh, those who have sat in the company of the friends of Allah, those who have got the noor and the love of Allah Ta'ala in their hearts, that is boiling. Look at their condition, that they are young, but they are in a different state of mind. The beauty of their faces, etc., that is a sign of the beauty of the heart. When the noor of Allah Ta'ala is in the heart, then these people are all the time in a different state of enjoyment. Come and sit in their company, and then we'll realize what is reality of life. Life is not, the beauty of life is not our outward body. The beauty of life is our ruh, that it gets connected to Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. Haqiqatan ku atahu unka un haqiqatan ku atahu unka gham hai sila unki meherbani ka. That Hazrat is teaching us that this outward beauty is just a body that's made of sand and water. When will this body also have reality and have value? When you get an iota of the pain of the love of Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala. And this we will only get out of the mercy of Allah. We have to realize this is my object and purpose of life. To get that love of Allah, we have to beg Allah. Then comfort to where the places are, these beautiful khankas, these majalis, where we will get this love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then Allah Ta'ala, when Allah sees our talab, Allah Ta'ala will grant us out of His mere mercy and kindness. Haal dekho to Allah walo par masti khumri asmani ka. Hazrat says, don't you see the reality? Who are the real beautiful and shining personalities? As it is said so beautifully, that the beauty of the skies for the people of the earth is the stars. How the stars shine, and we all see, look at the beautiful stars. And the beauty of the earth for the people of the skies, that is the malaika, are the friends of Allah Ta'ala. When the friends of Allah Ta'ala walk, they shine like stars on the earth. Hazrat says, Hal Deko, just look at the condition of the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. They are intoxicated with their special wine that Allah Ta'ala is giving them of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. If you come in their company, you'll also get a taste of that intoxication. And then we will be saved from the intoxication of this dunya. And finally, Hazrat is giving us how beautifully explaining to us that if we still didn't understand this reality, Hazrat says, Sun lo kissa zubani akhtar se, uske dil ke ghame nihani ka. Let listen to my real, the episode of life, that where did I get this reality? From a young boy, 17 year old, young, handsome man, in the company of a friend of Allah Ta'ala, Shah Abdul Ghani Pulpuri Rahmatullah Alayhi, in a village, spend how many years there? Hazrat says, let me tell you the story of the pain of my heart. That how did I get this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala? And I become so worried and seeing the youngsters today, and particularly myself, I need it the most. That how you become so old and you still worried of dunya. That let me tell you the pain of my heart. That this you'll only get from the friends of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and our direction will come right. And then we'll realize Allah has sent us here to get the real beauty, the noor of the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah grant it all through the barakat of our Shaykh and the mercy of Allah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala Rasulil Kareem. Amma ba'd. From the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, Ruh 11, Steadfastness in Salah. Salah is of vital importance for the life of a Muslim. Some Quranic ayat and ahadith pertaining to Salah will be narrated here. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran and Majid in regard to the attributes of those who fear Him, who fear Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, they perform Salah correctly. People who yuqimuna Salah, perform Salah correctly. This is a reference to proper performance of Salah. Performing Salah regularly at appointed times and observing all the rules of Salah. In numerous places in the Quran and Majid, Allah Ta'ala commands the correct performance of Salah. The large number of times referring to the correct observance of Salah abundantly illustrates the vital importance of Salah. Allah Ta'ala also says, O people of Iman, seek aid with sabr, with patience in Salah. Now the special characteristic of Salat is mentioned in this ayat. Everyone stands in need of assistance in both material and spiritual life. In terms of the Quran and Majid, Salah is a great and wonderful source of aid by which a believer can obtain by means of the correct performance of Salah. Salat is a great and wonderful source of aid which a believer can obtain by means of correct performance of Salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the best of you to make amal.
Alhamdulillahi wa kafa, wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. يا أيها الذين آمنوا قوا أنفسكم وأهليكم نارا وقودها الناس والحجارة عليها ملائكة غلاظ شداد لا يعصون الله ما أمرهم ويفعلون ما يؤمرون صدق الله مولانا العظيم. We shouldn't forget that whenever we hear the name of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we should try and read Durood Sharif sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And just want to relate one instance for one. A friend of ours, it happened in this week, last week in fact. So hopefully it will be beneficial for many of us. He says he had a rat in the ceiling, so he called the pest control. So they came, it was a Muslim man, and he sorted out, he did his work. And then he told him he was called to one of the Muslim restaurants in forge back. There also they had a problem. So when he went, the place where you eat, when you enter, spick and span. You can't imagine not one bit of any dirt. But he says as soon as he opened the kitchen, the complete opposite. He says you couldn't believe what you saw there. The food, actually all the meat, the steak, etc., lying on the floor. And he says rodents, rats, the size of rabbits, they were there. And he said that they feed on that food so much that the poison what they put, they don't want to eat that also. It's only really when they sometimes become desperate that they will eat that that poison. And he says, since we saw this, 7 years he has never gone to eat again in any of these restaurants. And this is a Muslim owned restaurant. Then one friend explained, we were speaking, he said that one person told him that when he also realized this, he stopped eating at these places. And another friend, family people, he said every Friday, Saturday, Sunday, they book to eat at these places. And he said the bill that comes for the 3 days in the week is enough money for the whole month food for them. So expensive it is. The whole month food. And then he, this is besides the halal haram, just the cleanliness aspect. This is what the condition is. Allah, let us understand, try to explain our friends and people who we can explain, and who wants to take a lesson will take a lesson, and who doesn't want to will just pass it off as just like that this is how they think, this is their way, we carry on our way. And when the health conditions hit a person, Allah forgive us, save us, but we see many people later in their lives, what they have to go through, then it was what we had done at that time. And then now the conditions, the health conditions come like that. May Allah Ta'ala protect us all, save us. And the house food is the most healthiest food. What we prepare at home and in the house also, good, healthy, wholesome food, which Islam stands for, and which Islam teaches us. If we come on to that way of life, we will be doing the greatest favor for ourselves. Yeah, in this dunya already, and the akhirat also. And with that, you don't need to earn so much. You don't have to have a second job, and you don't have to get your wife to go and work, etc. If we live a proper life according to deen, comfortably a person will live a good life. And all these other things also he will be saved. And all the other evils that are attached with going to these places. Many times we have spoken about it, all the evils that are connected with this, there are so many. May Allah protect us. Today we wish to speak about this. We know that all the fitnas which are around us, and fitnas which seem that are beyond our control, and certain things which are beyond, which are by law, etc. And there are so many things which are happening. For example, in the schools now it's compulsory, they are learning Darwin's theory of evolution, and which is a complete haram thing. And even apart from a dini aspect, from just a moral aspect for anyone, a Muslim, a non-Muslim, just to think how humiliating and disgraceful it is that my forefather was a monkey, that I'm a child of a monkey. Just even from apart from dini aspect, how terrible this is. But this is made law also. And also we should think that our children and the whole ummah's children are our children. We are responsible for them. And they have to be learning this. So it seems, and it is made law, and it is across the board. All the schools are teaching it. And worse, another terrible thing, then of course, also with that, the Big Bang Theory. That is also one terrible thing. Then also, which perhaps our mind doesn't go much, but we are taught very clearly in schools from very long that matter cannot be created, matter cannot be destroyed.
Whereas this is also totally against. Allah says, وَيَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah creates whatever He wants to. And what is created, Allah destroys it. There is no existence of it. It isn't gone into some dump yard or something. Allah's Qudrat is above this. So great is Allah Ta'ala. But we are taught these things. And we accept them as facts. The scientific fact. That's what we talk about. We accept them as such. So it is very, very dangerous. Now what is coming? All the shamelessness in the schools which they are going to be teaching. The immorality. By nature, nafs is with the insan. And he goes to all these things. And a person, the amount of wrong that is being done by young boys, young girls, etc. Because that is there. And now he's going to teach them that. What is there, you have to teach them to control that. And that is what is done in our madaris. That is what is done in the maktab. Our deeni ta'aleem wa sharam haya. And there, the very opposite, to remove any trace of sharam haya, of any modesty, bashfulness, having sharam in a person, shame, that the whole effort is to remove that completely. And now it is also law, and it will be in the whole world, all, everywhere, all the schools will be teaching that also. Then besides that, in our country now, maybe in other countries it was before, the control of the Muslim marriages, and which have got terrible implications also. Whole society is going to be destroyed. The whole fabric of society is going to be destroyed. There will be a breakdown, like in their countries. Our Shaykh, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, used to say that in their countries, why do you have, for example, old age rooms, old age homes, which Hazrat should call foul run, hawks, where we should keep the fowls. And really, Allah save us, when we were in one country, foreign country, Europe, our host who we were staying with, they were running old age homes, all non-Muslims, 100%, and a big business it is, because the people are just prepared to dump their parents, and you just give us the bulk. And very, very sadly, this has come in us here now, especially when discovered there's a mayor, my own father passes away, we tell the burial committee, you will do everything, you just send the bill to me. So this is their condition, so it's a big business for them. So he took me to show me, really it's like a sign of, like we haven't seen, we don't know, barzakh in the qabr, the waiting room of the akhirah, what the condition of those old people are. Everyone is like in a funny condition, very funny, like not even mad, worse than mad also. So that is the condition there. So all these things here, this when marriages will break down like this, then unfortunately, this is going to be in our society also. When we are living the Western way of world, it comes with its baggage also. And all already what we are facing about drugs in our communities, in our families, Allah protect us, alcoholics, what condition all these are, and how people, young girls' lives are wasted, young boys' lives are wasted, what terrible things we are hearing, and it's going to become much, much more worse. And it won't be so long also. In a short period all this will come. Because as soon as it's by nature, these things are within a person. And now also Islamic laws of musahara, that is in the family, that we must not be very close with, like for example, a brother with his sister also. And even today incest cases, unfortunately we are hearing, but very little still in the Muslim. But all this we're going to find terrible conditions which are going to come. That mother-in-law with son-in-law, father-in-law with daughter-in-law, these all terrible conditions. And already shaitan is working. We hear in good families, like when we meet one another, any occasion, then father-in-law will kiss his daughter-in-law, And so sad also, like on the, not only the cheeks, but right on the lips also. And with all this, we feel that we are showing love. And how beautifully our Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali explained this also. He says that when the electricity department going to be working maintenance or anything in a certain area, they send out a notice that from this time to this time we are going to be working, there won't be any electricity. But they put a note there, but treat the wires as live, because at any time they might put it on. So don't think that it, you can now go and do something in that period, there is no power, so you can go and do some work. Treat it as live. So Hadrat says also, when we mix like this so close, then you don't know which minute Shaitan can just put that desire in you. And the masail of this are so strict that now how many marriages they will have to separate. How many marriages become haram for one another. Just because of that one second, if that desire comes. You were kissing your daughter, your own daughter, and you feel it's all right. You do, and just see how particular our mashayikh were with regard to this matter. Hazrat Maulana Shah Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Alayk, it is said that his son and his wife, daughter-in-law, they all lived in one home. But his Hazrat did his daughter-in-law, if she was put with other women, and Hazrat had to see them, he won't be able to identify his daughter-in-law. He never looked at her in her face. Though they living in the same house, they doing everything, but the ihtiyat, the precaution they took. Haji Farooq Saab, Rahmatullah Ali, once came here to Azadpur, and one, the host, and Ali, he brought his little daughters of 3-4 years more or less at that time to meet Haji Farooq Saab, old man, and a buzurg. So just to meet him, Hazrat put his hand on the scarf, the head scarf, and he said, this is the greeting of little girls. And he said, this is what Abbaji, Hadraji, Maulana Masihullah Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali taught us. I was also present, so I said, even so small girls. He said, even so small girls. And then he added also, he says that if parents are in a room, in their bedroom, and a little child is also in the room, sleeping, and they are having relations, halal relationship, the child is, but this relationship of theirs will have an effect on their child. So how careful our mashayikh have been with regard to this. And now the shamelessness is being, if these, they are the children of monkeys, what they claim, so the effect of it has come into them. All this monkey business and animalism has come, and in fact animals also are not like shameless as what they are. Animals also are not shameless like this. Same sex marriages, etc. All these things, even in the animals, you don't find. So anyway, all these things are there, and it isn't necessarily such a bleak picture. We feel like that, we feel helpless, helpless about these things. But this is the important point that I wish to speak upon. It is, we got no power. We haven't got, there's no Islamic Khilafat, unfortunately. There is no country that will stand up for Islam. In fact, who we have hope for, they are the ones who are doing more harm to Islam. And then as far as the ulama organizations in the world also, what is happening, we don't have hope that who is going to stand up for these true values, not only Islamic values, human values. What are for a human being, any ordinary human being? One person was just explaining me to me, one friend also, that one customer of theirs came in the shop, black person, and he asked, where's your father? We don't see him, old customer. So he said, he's ill now, he's bedridden. And where is your mother, Makoti? We don't see her also, she should be, she's looking after my father. So then he said, this is how it should be. That non-Muslim person, he said, and this is in our tradition also. Originally, that when the person becomes ill, now then they all look after him. And he said it also, we are not like the Western people, that we go and dump our old people in an old age home, in a foul run. We are not like, he said, this is, that is good what you people are doing. So anyway, we don't need all that. Our deen is there. And on top of all that, it is ibadat for us. So with all these difficult conditions, they seem hard conditions, but Allah Ta'ala is Arhamur Rahimeen. Allah Ta'ala is Al-Qadir. Allah Ta'ala is Al-Muqtadir. Allah Ta'ala is Qawi. And our deen is complete. Even in this case where it seems so dismal, the next moment, the next day seems so bleak and so dark, but Allah has kept it very wide open for us. His rahmat and His full nusrat is there for us. It is just for us to turn to Him. And that is what dua. We have to use this istilah al-mu'min. It is the defense. It is a weapon of a mu'min. It is his defense also, and it is his offense also. Dua is that power, and nobody can stop any person from making dua. If they stop you from lifting up your hands, you don't lift up your hands. They stop you from moving your lips. Like many crooks, when they tell the wonder people, don't pray, because they also know the power of that prayer. And they make sure that their lips don't move. But dua is from the heart. Who can stop you from that? No matter what your condition is, you can turn. Also at that point, we should understand that it must not come to that stage that we don't even think about Allah Ta'ala. Today, how many people are reporting that I don't know whether I'm coming or going? Tell them, make namaz. They say, my heart just doesn't want to go to. We are in big problems. But the heart, because when we go in the wrong direction, finally this condition overtakes us. Then you want to make dua also, even just to read La ilaha illallah. Your heart doesn't want to. You find loxa on your heart. You find loxa on your tongue. And now they just don't want to move. Or Allah brings such a condition, like we explained, somebody becomes paralyzed, now you turn to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. Or somebody else, comes in a terrible accident, brain damage he gets, and then he realizes. So why wait for such a time? Turn to Allah tabaraka ta'ala. And don't wait for that time also by our gunas. We are going in sins, we are going in gunas until the locks are put onto our hearts. We might still be healthy, everything, but now heart just doesn't incline to any ibadah. We can't lift our hands anymore. We are deprived of that also. Let us not wait for Allah protect us all. So we must turn to Allah Ta'ala. In du'as, there are a lot of du'as. And the real is just what du'a. And du'a, three main things at the beginning, praises of Allah Ta'ala. Durood on Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tawbah, istighfar. And then start making du'as. And try and end again with tawbah, istighfar. And end with durood sharif. And tawbah, istighfar and durood sharif. Allah will accept those du'as. But what we have found that has been very effective for so many of our friends is the 500 times La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. And durude tunjina at the beginning, durude tunjina at the end. At this moment, especially for these evils which few I have mentioned, there are more also, and we can think about them. Our personal problems also. My own personal problem, my family's problem, our town's problem. Whatever there are problems, we talk about it, we criticize people. This one did like that, that one is doing this. In the family, we are pointing fingers and we are fighting with one another, but we don't turn to dua. In fact, Allah Ta'ala says, if a condition afflicts a person, and then we go and complain about it. Allah says, you are complaining about me, who can do everything. You are complaining to those who can do nothing. So, complain to Allah, and turn to Allah with dua. And this dua, and any other, Buzurgs have shown great a'mal also. And very, very durood at Tunjina itself. And at the time of fear, the surah, li'ilafi Quraysh, the whole surah, is also very, very helpful. So these things work great, great wonders. So each one of us if we get the time, and to read this, if we do it individually on our time, it just takes about 15 minutes. With the du'as complete. And if we can share it out with five people in the family, and each one reads it 100 times. So it will take 3-4 minutes. And we can do it. And just keep on doing it. And really we will see what changes. We got financial problems. We got health problems. We got fights in the family, husband, wife. Arguments are taking place. In the business not going right. Whatever. Turn to Allah Ta'ala. Let us, and Allah has given this to us. And also if we really want it to happen, and Allah has opened the, given us that door, given us that key, then we're not using it, then it's either we don't want it to happen, or we are just being so complacent and so just unmindful. But just use it and do what Allah has given everyone can. And this is no big difficult wazifa also. Durud tunjina maybe a bit, not for everyone so easy, but it's not difficult. And we should learn this Durood Sharif. It's a very great Durood Sharif. And or read any other Durood till we learn Durood Tunjina. And 500 times La Hawla Wa La Quwwata Illa Billah is nothing difficult whatsoever. So Allah give us all to. And then especially women folk, they have got normally more time. They are at home. They can do it every day. If they can do it twice a day, even better. And they encourage other women also. Encourage other men. Whoever we can encourage, the whole ummah can turn to Allah and try and draw the rahmat of Allah. That is what we need. And dua is that connection where it goes up and Allah's rahmat comes down. And Allah is waiting for us to turn to Him. Of course, with all the other things, tawbah, istighfar, change our life. But just this dua, people whose dini condition was not good, but they got caught up in a problem. In that condition, they made this dua, Allah saved them from that condition. So with this, what the ummah is going through, and we are all, our future for our children, if we are concerned, for ourselves, our qabr, our akhirat, our children, the whole of the ummah, the whole of mankind, and Allah has given us this free of charge, simple solution, and we don't use them, then where are we then? Let us use it. At least just make dua. Otherwise, do this amal. Do it in the family, do it individually, and we don't make it now a big collective thing and all that. Just do it ourselves, and then just make dua to Allah. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, give us this tawfiq to understand this. And this time, really, without exaggeration, people have reported government laws changed with regard. In fact, when this, we had with this foreign student visa problem, we asked Haji Ahmed Nakhuda Sahib, Dhamid Barakatum, what should we do? And he taught us this amal at that time. And he said, one buzurg in India, they're running a madrasa, they also had certain problem. The government, the British were ruling that time, and they were not giving some authorization of something. And they were in a difficult time. They did this amal, and before Maghrib that day, the government sent the man themselves with the paper and the authorization. And we have seen and we have witnessed that this amal was made, and the government changed the laws and to fit in with what was required there. So this amal is very, very effective. Let us do it with sincerity and do it especially for all these. Do it for our islah also. Our islah is not, we're not changing. Our the love of sport is not going out from our heart. And really, sports is really one of the worst things shaitan is using. Not a sugar-coated, honey-coated thing. And the way he has made it, that we die for the sports. But really, it is his, one of his most powerful tools by which he has destroyed good people. Because nobody thinks sports is anything bad. We are just watching some sports. So what is it? But it has led people killing one another. The riots which take place, all the other things. people dying without iman just because of one sports player, the hero in that game. What terrible conditions it has brought. So we should be very, very apprehensive of all these things. Then watching films, etc., and worse than that, all the spawn and things, which unfortunately has become in the good people's circle. People who are five times namazi, but we are caught up in them. Sports, a person who is a real pious person, and going to sending our children to university, and there, just think, what is that environment? What are they learning? What are they being taught? They call it secular education, which actually means that education in which Allah Ta'ala does not feature. There is no religion in part of that. And then that environment, and then a young boy and a young girl with all that freedom there and all that mixing, we can think for ourselves what direction it is. So Allah Ta'ala, for all this, we make this dua. Make tawbah istighfar and this dua, and we turn to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us, this great, great weapon He has given us, and this great defense He has given us, and free of charge, and easy, and for everyone, and anywhere, and anytime. Even Allah save us to be in a state of napaki. But if we are even in a state of napaki, dua you can still make. You are 100% allowed to make dua still. Whatever your condition, wherever you are, dua you can make. So Allah give us tawfiq, guide us to righteousness.